Hi, and welcome back to our broadcast. I'm Brian Likens. Today, we're going to be looking in James chapter 1. And if you look at James chapter 1, 9, usually your Bible, if you have a Bible that has subheadings, it's talking about hearing and doing the Word of God. You know, in this life, we do so many things. We're so active. We're so full of so many things that it take our attention that even as believers, I think sometimes we get caught up into just living everyday life and doing things that need to be done, but forget to do what the Word says. If we take God's Word and literally apply it to our lives, if we take God's Word, put it on the inside of us and act on it, it will change our circumstances. It will change our very situations. But we have to act and do what the Word says. If we mentally ascend to it, if we just say, oh yeah, I believe that's what the Bible says, but if we don't obey it, or if we don't act it out in our life, then we really don't believe that this Word, what God says, supersedes everything else in our life. We really don't believe that His Word is priority or it takes precedent of even what we think or believe in our own situations. If we don't take God's Word and place it above our own thoughts, our own emotions, whatever we're dealing with, whatever we're going through, if His Word says to act or do a certain thing and we do the opposite, we have not applied the Word of God in our life. We have not been a doer of the Word. We've only mentally accepted or ascended to the fact that, yes, it is God's Word. But if we don't put it into practice, we really don't believe that His Word is priority or it is the absolute truth. It is above everything else. And if we look at His Word and all that God has given us and all that God has sent through Jesus Christ to be the living Word and to be God in the flesh, to be the express image of God in the earth. However we see Him or we see what He did, that is God. He was God in the flesh. God became man. And the writings of what the apostles and the prophets wrote here before that Christ came and after He came, who He is and what He is and how He is and where He is, all of these things are for us to apply in our life for all of eternity. It's not going to change. The things that are written here are the same, just like Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His Word doesn't change. That means whatever situation you find yourself in, that love supersedes that. If you act out of love, you're not going to act selfishly. You're not going to act with self preservation or just for selfish reasons. You're going to look at someone else in that situation. You're going to act on love. And that's what God's Word teaches us, not to just accept every crazy thing that happens in the world. That's not love. Sometimes love has to be tough. When you have children, you'll understand this. If you don't have children, you don't get it until you're in a situation where your child's doing something and you have to lay down the law. You have to set them in place. You have to say, hey, you cannot act like that. That's not who you are. So being a parent, teaching your children, being a parent, showing them the truth of how to be a person of integrity, how to be honest, how to treat other people, how not to be selfish, how not to just think of yourself only. All of these things, it takes tough love. And you find that in God's Word. And the world really manipulates or twists this because they want to make it to the place that everybody, you love everybody, you whatever happens, happens. You let everybody do whatever they want to do. And as long as you don't, you know, you don't tread on someone else's territory, you let people act how they want to be, you let them do whatever. That is not being truthfully walking in love. That's not truly loving someone. If you see someone's life that is destructive and you don't tell them, You don't tell them these things. You do it in love, but if you see somebody that's getting ready to drive or walk, step off a cliff or driving down a road the road is washed out and they're speeding down the highway and you just go, you wave at them as they go by and go, I love you. No, you're going to go, stop, stop. You're getting ready to crash and burn. So love doesn't mean that you just let whatever happens. It means that you love somebody enough that you're willing to put your relationship at risk to be offended or for them to be offended at you and still love them. Because what you're going to say to them in love is probably usually, especially if someone is in a situation that is destructive for their life, they're probably not going to accept it right away. They're going to first react with lashing out, or they're first going to respond with trying to life preservation. They're going to first respond with their fist up. And then after they think about it and they calm down, and this is what in James chapter 1:19 talks about. It talks about looking into the mirror and seeing what type of person you are. That's what the Word of God does. When you look into the God's Word and you begin to read it, and you see who God is and you see who you are, and you begin to read God's Word and you begin to look at what God says and how God is and lives and how we are to live, you look at that, and then it's like looking into a mirror and you see who you are and how you are. And then if you walk away and you forget what you saw there, that's like being a person that hears only but is not a doer of the word.